Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, in the wake of the decision yesterday, and by the way, this is going to probably be a single topic show, the way this is all developing out. But in the wake of yesterday's decision, I was able to reach out to several of Alabama's leaders. And the point that I made was that I feel like this is an important time for folks to hear from their elected leadership or the people who are in positions of influence. And one of the very first ones I heard back from was the team that works with U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who's got a lot going on, but is able to make time for us today. So without further ado, let me just jump on in there and say, U.S. Senator Katie Britt, how are you doing? And welcome to Right Side.
Phil, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you. I always enjoy it and enjoy being in front of your listeners, but particularly at such a critical moment in our nation's history. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to have this conversation with you. I think when we saw what happened yesterday, it really sent shockwaves through our entire nation, and I truly believe people across the globe. I think there's no doubt that Alabamians stand with President Trump. I think yesterday will go down as a shameful day in American history. I think we have looked at other nations for years, decades, and said, look at them, you know, prosecuting their political opponents. Look at what a disgrace to so-called democracy. Look at what is happening with this regime and anyone who speaks out, them finding a way to tear them down. And unfortunately, we are seeing so much of that play out in front of us here in the United States of America. I mean, there is no doubt that this case should not have been brought in the first place. I mean, these charges are beyond New York's five-year statute of limitations for the relevant crimes. And second, there's a reason that the DOJ and the FEC and state prosecutors, Phil, they declined to actually pursue these same charges. But yet, here we are. And so I think this is a moment for us to reflect as a nation. I believe, you know, we look more like a banana republic than a constitutional republic. And I believe that it is showing, Phil, truly a fundamental crack in our nation. And it's one that I think those of us who believe in this country and believe it's worth fighting for are going to have to work to fill and fill with the right things.
Yeah, and I totally agree with those sentiments. And by the way, thank you again for being on today. So let me ask you, I mean, you're in D.C., you know, on a regular basis doing the work that you do. Even when you're not in D.C., you're basically in touch. You're one of our two U.S. senators, a member of our U.S. delegation. What's being said inside the bubble? I mean, I've seen various, I mean, pretty much everybody in our delegation, I think everybody, has responded to this with a statement. But what are the sidebar conversations like? What's the sentiment among your peers within the Senate, to include Democrats? I'd love to get some anecdotal information from you about what it's like right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things about kind of this week is a state work period. And so, you know, I don't have the ability to speak to exactly what it would be like to be in the room because everyone is in their respective states and with their constituencies working or doing other things on behalf of our country. But I will tell you what it's been like leading up to this. And that is that when we sit around those tables at lunch, so we eat together, Republicans do, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the most part. You know, sometimes, you know, depending if it's a tighter schedule and we don't fly in until Tuesday, then it's a Wednesday, Thursday type thing. But in all of these conversations, you know, a lot of times you'll have conversations on the interior that are a little bit more deep in like, okay, well, what about this? What about this? Consistently, you know, people of all walks of the Republican Party, let's be clear, have thought that this trial was a sham. They have obviously that the things that I just referenced are what we continue to go back to. I mean, you look at the fact that, you know, DOJ and FEC said we will not prosecute the state prosecutor said we won't prosecute this. And then you have a DA who ran on I am going to get Trump. That was his platform that he ran on. And then you see this. And so people have seen it on the interior for what it is. And that is a political prosecution. And I think that same sentiment that is truly inside that room at the quote unquote lunch table is what we're seeing play out across America. And I think that's also that's why Trump had the best day he's ever had, Phil, yesterday with regards to fundraising, because people are just sick of it. And one thing, too, that we've been talking about, Phil, is the pattern of behavior, right? We've been seeing this from the Biden administration to use every single arm of our government as a political weapon. So we saw it, if you remember back when, 1507, you can't picket or protest outside of a judge's house in attempts or workplace in attempts to influence decision. And we saw after the Dobbs opinion leaked, you remember all of those protesters outside. And we saw this Justice Department. Remember, I exposed in that hearing that Attorney General Merrick Garland, that the U.S. Marshals had actually been deterred specifically from making any arrest. We saw it when we saw the Justice Department go after parents who were speaking up at school board meetings. We saw it with Chuck Schumer changing Senate precedent and not allowing us to have a true trial on the merits about whether or not the Department of Homeland Security was being run. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, should be impeached. He went in an unprecedented move and didn't give the American people an opportunity to see the facts as they are. And so consistently, we keep seeing this administration utilize the arms of government as political weapons. And the two-tiered system of justice is actually fundamentally opposed to who we are as a nation. And we've got to stand up and speak up and continuing to speak loud and find ways to fix this, which ultimately actually... That's why November is so important. Why November 5th is so important.
So let me ask you this. That being said, and I can imagine those conversations within like the lunch table, like you said, and kind of within the caucus and what you hear among Republican constituencies. But how about on the Democrat side? I mean, I look at this and think, there's a story from World War II when Admiral Yamamoto from the Japanese side, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, he said, "I fear that we have awakened a sleeping dragon." I wonder if there is any sense among the Democrats that, holy crap, I think we just bit off more than we could chew. Is there any buyer's remorse? Do you sense that?
I believe, and again, I think that I'll know more when we're, quote, kind of sort of back in the room and back in the hallways together next week. But the thing that I've been looking at is how silent some of these Democrats are. You look at Sherrod Brown, for example, that Senate seat in Ohio, as we all know, I mean, it is not only so critically important we get Donald Trump back in the White House, but it is also critically important that we take back the Senate. And in doing that, Ohio is really a target. That is a red state. It is a state that Trump won by, it was plus 11, and Sherrod Brown is a sitting Democrat in that seat. He has said nothing. Yeah. He's refused to comment. And I think that that's a sign that they know that it is wrong. They know that this was a political prosecution. They know that this is a bridge too far. You're talking about something that you're alleging happened 7 years ago. You're convicting him for something that you haven't even convicted him on an underlying crime. I mean, think about it. Phil, you are an attorney. Think about that. I mean, it is just mind-boggling. And you look at, Manchin had previously criticized these charges. Obviously, he's come out today and left the Democratic Party.
That's right.
I don't think that is a coincidence at all. I mean, you look at these things, too. I mean, how far left that party has gone. You look at this, like, standing with Israel, standing against anti-Semitism. This administration, Joe Biden, his weakness, his appeasement, has gone so far as to not be able to say to our Jewish brothers and sisters, "We stand with you unequivocally. And when you get to a place like that, I believe that Democrats had to have woken up today and said, this is, if a light bulb hadn't gone off for them to say that this party has moved too far to the left and that they are fundamentally eroding the foundation of our nation, then I don't know what will. But I think the silence from some, I think Joe Manchin leaving the party. I mean, we have them, some of them in the hallways that will say to us, y'all are not wrong on the border. Y'all are not wrong on this. And so I have to believe that they are sitting back going, this was too much. And I hope they realize they have once again, just like they did with not letting us go through an impeachment trial with Secretary Mayorkas, and just like they did with not enforcing 1507, and just like they did with using the Justice Department to go after parents who are just trying to speak up for their children. I hope that they're sitting back and saying, we've got to bring some common sense back to the Democratic Party. Because while I do not, you know, I don't want to see the Democratic Party in power, I want to see the Republican Party in power, because I believe that we are right on the issues. I believe we will secure the border. We will make the streets safer. We'll make prices stable. And we will restore respect and credibility to the United States across the globe. You know, we need people in the Democratic Party with common sense. And it looks like they have all left it. And we are just left with liberal ideologues that have an agenda, and the agenda is not what's best for America.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, I think the guy who shares the office right next door to you has been the biggest surprise of all, because I feel like Senator Fetterman has been speaking with more common sense of late than anybody ever expected, and certainly has become a leader, a thought leader at the very least. Let me ask you, Senator,
he really has.
And I think you've actually shared before that you know, you guys have a great relationship, and I think that's pretty powerful. So let me ask you this, with about 2 minutes left, Senator, what word would you give to your constituents right now on the way forward from this this verdict?
Look, I believe in this nation, and I believe in our state, and I believe in the people that I represent. I believe justice should be blind. That's not what we saw occur. And you're seeing all of the examples I just gave you of why it is so important. We need every single one of you. We need you to use this as motivation to volunteer, to call friends, to donate, to speak up, to get engaged. Mm. I am a big believer that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and there is a lane that He needs us to run in. And everyone's is different, but we need everyone doing everything in order to take this nation back. And I hope, you know, you can't get complacent in a state like Alabama. You know, you've got to continue to spread the word. You've got to continue to build out the conservative, the conservative cause. And then we've got to help in other states. And so we need you now more than ever. You know, like I said, donate, volunteer, get out, speak up, because there is so much at stake on November 5th, and I think it is fundamental to the next generation and the kind of country we leave them that we do the right thing on November 5th, so that we can come back and secure our border, that we can exhibit peace through strength, that we can drive down gas prices and what's happening in the grocery store, that we can teach our children to stand for the flag and to love this nation, and that we can return respect to the justice system, because it is a fundamental part of who we are as a nation that the scales of justice are balanced and that justice is blind. And so in order for us to return that, we've got to take back control and make sure that we put this country back on the right track. So we need you. I believe in this country. I believe in the soul of who we are. And I've said it before, but every generation is called to do hard things. And I think we are seeing right in front of us what we are all called to do. And so this will go down in the history books. And we want to make sure that every one of us has put our heart, soul, and grit into saving this nation and preserving it for our children and our grandchildren.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt, got to leave it there. But again, that's exactly what I wanted, is an opportunity for our leaders to speak. And I appreciate you making time for us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Phil. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. All right. We're going to take a break right now. But that was the intent of this show, was to find those leaders who are out there who can make a moment and get on the air and just speak to their own thoughts and then send you a word about what they need from you next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.